Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your friendly Pinhead 198 back with another episode, and this is going to be a regular episode this time. On this episode, we're just going to shoot the shit and say a couple of thank yous. First of all, I thank you because we just had the Spotify 2023 Wrapped for everything, your music, your podcast, and I appreciate the remaining few that are still here listening to this piece of shit podcast. On this podcast, we're going to do something a little different. We usually do the end of the year. Everybody does it, whether you have a podcast or you don't, whether you're at work and you're just twiddling your dick with your friends or whatever you do. Everybody has their best and their worst and the this and that and the third and the fourth and the fifth and the sixth. I'm going to do it a little bit differently this year. I did this last year, but I didn't broadcast it or announce it anywhere. I just did it through my own. But this year we're going to have the Tiberius Awards, and we have the nominations today on this episode. I don't know why I just said that like the Dragon Ball Z announcer. I apologize for that. You know, today on Pinhead 198, we're going to discuss the Tiberius Awards. And the Tiberius Awards are a little nickname that was given to me because people wanted to be funny back in film school when I was going, because the first letters of my name starts with James T, and everybody wanted to be funny. One of my teachers even asked, said, "Can I call you Kirk?" I'm like, "No, because that's not my last fucking name." So, because my middle initials is T, and that's the Tiberius is the name of James T. Kirk's middle name. So, we're going to do this here today. That'll be the majority of the episode, and the nominees will be announced New Year's Day on that precipice, because I'll be getting drunk. I got drunk when I made these nominations. I'll be getting drunk because it's going to be my last hurrah. I'm retiring drinking. I'm getting to that age where it's time to like hang up the hat, holster the shit, the six shooters, you know, divvy up the belt buckle and put it back on the belt strap and hang up the cowboy boots and ride off into the west. Because, you know, I've lived long enough to where I've had booze swilling and gunslinging. And my days as an outlaw are done. Just like the Undertakers were supposed to be last year. My days as the last outlaw are done. So I'm going to have a last hurrah, and then we're going to do these awards, because I'm excited about this one. I don't usually get excited about things. And hey, if you want to vote for it, you can go on your little, there's some way you can add comments in Spotify if you're listening to this on Spotify, and you can vote your way, or you can say, "Hey, fuck you, idiot, we don't care." Either way, I'm kind of hoping for a "fuck you, idiot, we don't care." So please send that my way too. I always enjoy a good bashing and thrashing. So, but we're going to get real pissed on that day, and we're going to announce the nominations. That's getting drunk for those that are, you know, of the British persuasion. So, and you're, you know, if anybody's listening to this that may be a part of a company or a studio or an actor, hey, reach out. I'll give you that, because that's what we give out for awards. Complimentary bags of Skittles is the awards, autographed by my boy Jim Bob Jones. Those that know who Jim Bob Jones, do you know? And those that don't, you'll get to know him very soon. But my boy Jim Bob Jones, he'll put his John Hancock on the bag of Skittles. That's autographed for you younger kids that don't know what that means. He'll autograph the bag of Skittles and he sends it off to you. Otherwise, we'll just be eating most of the bag of Skittles. But that's what'll be given out to people. A complimentary, you know, share size bag of Skittles. Not that little pity-itty shit that you get for trick-or-treaters. The real shit. Real rewards around here. So, let's get to the nominations. To the Tiberius Awards. And I don't want to hear whining about it in any way, shape, or form, because these are the movies that I got to see. I didn't get to see everything, just like you haven't got to see everything. You might not have seen what I see. I might not see. So, they're not all going to be, oh, but a lot of these movies people have seen. because this was a big year where people did go to the theater, not in droves like in past years, but it wasn't a doom or gloom year for the movie theaters like they want you to believe, especially when you consider we had an actor and writer strike simultaneously at the same time. It could have been way worse for you, fuckwit. So just calm down and stop pissing and shitting in your Buddy Lee dungarees. It's not that serious. Anyway, let's get to the nominations. Best film. And the nominees are Infinity Pool, Saw X, Oppenheimer, Tetris, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Bo is Afraid, and John Wick Chapter 4. Those are the best films that spoke to me this year. This one's not going to be as hard, but it will be. There's two films on here that I really just, I thought were fucking amazing. And one film on here that I really enjoyed that I would love to give the award to, but I just, unless it was voted in, I don't know if I will, but there's some strong contenders on here. Oppenheimer, I threw it on there because I just seen it recently and I don't hate it as much as some people do. That's not an attack on you, buddy, one of my listeners, my boy. It's not an attack on you, Dan. It's just, I've heard not everybody loved this film. I've heard many people talk, and their flaws, and their criticisms are valid. Everybody's criticisms on it, especially the black and white shit, it's so annoying. But that's a discussion for another day. Maybe we'll do a review on it, I don't know. But overall, these films do deserve to be in the best category. Best horror film of 2023. And on this list we have Saw X, Infinity Pool, It Lives Inside, Evil Dead Rise, Scream 6, The Last Voyage of the Demeter, No One Will Save You, When Evil Lurks, and The Offering. The horror was stacked this year, and there is more that should have been nominated, like Cobweb and other stuff. I understand this. Don't bring up Skinamarink to me. That movie was fucking shit. It was art house snob elevated horror bullshit that did nothing for an hour and 40 minutes except for listening to little kids cry because they were abandoned, and you think that that's fucking art, even if it was just the idea of kids being abandoned by themselves and crying out and there's a mysterious evil. Shut the fuck up. You're not that artistic. You're not smart enough to do shit like that. So that's why Skinamarink didn't get nominated, but shit like Cobweb and others, I didn't get to see them. Unfortunately, I got the privilege to see Skinamarink instead of something over like Cobweb, which I heard was fantastic. Hooray for that. And I'm going to add that one on just now because we're heading up to the worst films of the year, and we'll start with that one. Skinamarink. Fucking trash. Art house trash. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. These are for the worst films of the year. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. The Flash. The Little Mermaid. 65. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. The Exorcist, Believer, and Five Nights at Freddy's. Those are the stinkers of the year that I had the great fortune of being allowed and the privilege to see. What a treat that was. So, best documentary, once again, I didn't get to see them all, and I usually have this list stacked because I'm a documentary nut, but these are the ones I saw that stood out that I thought were the best that should be nominated. Angle, the Kurt Angle documentary on Peacock. Bye Bye Barry, the documentary on Barry Sanders on Amazon Prime. Killer Sally, about the weightlifting Marine who killed her husband on Netflix. Wrestlers, about OVW, the independent wrestling company, on Netflix. And one of my favorites of the year, and yes, it is on Netflix, The Hatchet Wielding Hitchhiker. That documentary was insane, and it was fun. It was stupid. It was somewhat heartbreaking when you look at the subject matter, and it was just a really great documentary. That one's very strong. It's between that, Bye Bye Barry, and the Kurt Angle documentary right now. unless something else is voted. It's just those are the strong contenders. But Wrestlers was good, and so was Killer Sally. I was surprised how fascinated I was by Killer Sally, especially when you considering I don't give a fuck about the powerlifting, weightlifting industry. I respect the grind that goes, especially those that are natural. The non-natty ones, they're fine too, but you know, it's just not for me. But that documentary was fascinating because she goes from being, you could see her as a real victim, or she's a bitch that just killed her husband and wanted to cry victim. You watch the documentary and it's up to you to decide. But those are the nominees for Best Documentary. Fuckwit Shit Hick of the Year Award. This one is just for the biggest fuck up of the year. And the deck is stacked because who you think it would be, you never know. So, starting off with Jim Ryan. The nominees. Jim Ryan. Tony Khan. This fuck up. Billy Corgan. You really did a doozy this year, Billy. Jason Blum and David Gordon Green. We have, this one's going to be hard. Tony, you might be safe this year because Billy really, really, really fucked up this year. But so did David Gordon Green. Jason Blum got a major win this year with Five Nights at Freddy's, so I don't even know if it's even fair. As much as I hate that, it's the facts. Billy Corgan might win it because he, God, how you could be that fucking dumb and lose a chance to have your wrestling company broadcast for millions of eyes to see. How you can get a deal. Excuse me. How you can get a deal with the CW to be broadcast all over the place week after week after week. You have the deal and you lose it the next day because of stupid shit. That's a special kind of fuck up, so we'll see. Most anticipated, this is easy. It was Dune Part 2, Tekken 8, Alien Romulus. The implications of CM Punk and Jade Cargill heading into WrestleMania, and the most anticipated, MJF possibly to WWE, because we have to remember, especially those that watch AEW and know that I talk about it, it's always the bidding war of 2024. His contract is coming up in 2024, and I think it's before All In, if I'm not mistaken, in London again. His contract is coming up in 2024, and I'm hoping, and I have a big, I think Triple H and company and the McMahon family are going to drop that fucking bag, and they're going to drop it heavy, and MJF will be coming to WWE, and I'm very, very much anticipating that. Best Artist, we already know who that is. I only really listened to one artist. I listened to tons of music this year, but I didn't listen to overall albums. I listened to genre after genre. My Spotify said I listened to like 78 different genres this year alone. So, and that's another scary thing, that Skynet is tracking our fucking music. They're already tracking us no matter what. But the fact that they can track us from different devices and this shit and actually tally up our data of what we've been listening to is insane. So I've been listening to genres. You know who my favorite band is. You know who's winning that Best Artist, Best Album Award. If you really don't know, tune in for the awards to find out. But those who know me know what album I've been listening to over and over again, from what old timers I've been listening to. You know who I'm talking about. So, but if you don't know, tune in, because it's, you know, it's obvious. And they're not even the greatest band anymore. But I still love them. That's how diehard I am, and they get the award. So fuck the rest, because I just didn't listen to nothing as far as bands were concerned. Said I had top artists, but I don't remember. I remember the shit I played over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, and that was correct on the list. But other than that, you know, it's what it is. And then we come to what is my final category: Best Video Game of this year. This one's gonna be fucking hard, and I don't know how I'm gonna do it. I really don't. But here we go. The nominations for best video game this year: Resident Evil 4, Dead Space, Super Mario Wonder, RoboCop Rogue City, Street Fighter 6, Mortal Kombat 1, and Spider-Man 2. Those are the ones that I have played or I'm about to play and will have them finished by January 1st, the new year, 2024. New Year's Day, when we give out our complimentary bags of Skittles to the winners and, you know, some of the losers. I'm going to add a couple of categories, but it's going to be like the Game Awards, penny any shit that it doesn't need to be. It's just like, hey, best fucko, yucko fucko of the week or some shit, just to, you know, add on. And then we'll have a couple of reviews, because I think I'll do my Oppie review on that one, Oppenheimer. Because this one's going to be a tough nut to crack this year. I've got a lot of thinking to do, and I hope some people reach out, because I'd like to hear other people's opinions on the matter. It's going to be a tough one this year, because there were some good ones, and there are some real fucking stinkers, and the stinkers are going to be hard to choose from, too. Because just looking at the list, Little Mermaid right off the bat, Ralph, Winnie the Pooh, Bud and Honey, Ralph, The Exorcist Believer. We've already been down that road. We don't need to get into another discussion about that. Five Nights at Freddy's just average, but I had to fill out the list. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, woof. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, woof. Oh, I forgot to add Blue Beetle on here. Blue Beetle, The Flash is on here, but that's a fucking masterpiece compared to the Blue Beetle. I had a good time with the Blue Beetle for what it is, brain dead fun, but I need to know that it is one of the worst films of the year. And I gave it high ranks just because of the kid that plays Blue Beetle from Cobra Kai. But now that I look at it, Blue Beetle is just woof. The Flash is just really, really flawed, but it had to be on there because it was the most, if this was anything, it's the worst, most disappointing films of the year, to be quite honest. Because other than a couple of usual suspects on this list, there's nothing on here I hated except for four films on here that I just wanted to see shot into the fucking sun on a rocket ship, straight to the sun, just make sure it can never be brought back ever again. It was, there's some real fucking stinkers on there, so I'm looking forward to doing this award show. Before we wrap this up, we have to discuss, everybody's been asking me about it, especially my friends. The miracle did happen. And that's really the music I should have opened up with, but they changed his music. It's not changed. It's Living Color doing a different arrangement of Cult of Personality, which I do not like. But I think they got a cheaper deal to pay Cult of Personality for that than what you have to pay for the band. And then, of course, to the studio who owns the rights to distribute the song. You know, not everybody's like Tony Khan that's willing to piss money away, you know, just to get a cheap pop. So there's a new arrangement that Living Color did. I can't remember when. It's not live, but it sounds like a more live version, but it's not. It's just a different arrangement. And that's what CM Punk is coming up to. Yes, all the dirt sheets that swore he's not coming back. He didn't just... And I agree, CM Punk doesn't burn bridges. He blows them the fuck up. But he's not coming back. He burnt the bridge too bad. He blew the bridge up. He fucked up over at AEW. He was just fired. Triple H and company aren't going to hire him. Ryback even said, he's not coming back. If he comes back, I'm retiring officially from wrestling. Hey, fuckwit, meathead, dumb shit. You were already retired. You're the only one that didn't get the fucking memo. Excuse me. got me so frustrated I can't speak, because you're an idiot. And all the rest of the other dirt sheeps that swore to God, literally got on their knees and swore to God, he's not coming. Well, guess what? He fucking came this past Saturday at Survivor Series, and Triple H and Phillip both rubbed it in all your fucking noses, and now you gotta chew on it. Enjoy it, fuckos. I couldn't be happier. Just for the simple fact that not only am I a CM Punk fanboy, and I will die on that hill. I don't give a fuck. He is one of my, if not my favorite modern era wrestlers, only second to Cody Rhodes. Y'all can suck Roman's dick and Grayson Waller and Adam fuck with whatever his name is, E-Town and E-Town Clown. The only guy that's really being praised right now that I think really deserves it is, yeah, LA Knight. But with the return of CM Punk, excuse me, give me one second. With the return of CM Punk, there's a lot of implications. Everybody's already speculating WrestleMania versus Roman Reigns. We might have to hold the harvest on that one. Excuse me, I had to take a drink. That's why my throat sounded so bad. I'm parched, excuse me. Anyway, it's not out of the realm of possibility, but we need to hold the harvest on that, because everybody's coming up with CM Punk versus Reigns. Dwayne's going to fight Roman Reigns. Cody's going to win the Royal Rumble and fight Roman Reigns. Fuck, Santa Claus might run in out of nowhere into the Royal Rumble late in January and win the Royal Rumble and face Roman Reigns. So we might have Santa Claus versus fuck. Hey, maybe RoboCop will make a return to the wrestling ring and go up against Roman Reigns. Who knows? With and it's not just a Vince McMahon thing. Everybody always, oh, Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon does it, but that fucking whole company changes shit the night of WrestleMania every time, because they get finicky and cold feet, and especially with Roman being champion, they can't take the belt off of him, so they go, we don't know if the fans will gravitate toward Cody. They sound like they're having orgasms. We don't know if the crowd will gravitate toward LA Knight, although his merchandise is flying off the racks, he's being cheered, and Roman's being booed out a bit, but we don't know. We just don't know. Because we're fucking idiots. We're brain dead. We can't follow basic 1, 2, 3 of arithmetic. We're 45 years old and we still have to have mother tie our shoes for us. And scratch that. We're 45 years old and we don't even have mother tie our shoes for us, because we don't have shoes with laces. We use Velcro straps still. This is the type of mentality we're talking about. And that's why we keep fucking up. And that's why they want to have Roman run for the 7-year itch and try and break Bruno's record, which cannot happen. And that's not me saying because I'm a diehard Bruno San Martino fan and the record should never be touched. I'm not that guy. I don't believe in that shit. But Roman ain't the one. He ain't moving the needle. 7 years of this shit, people are already getting tired of it. I've watched these comments where the fanboys of Roman come up and go, he's a goat. No, he's not. He may be one day. I'm not going to debate that with you, but right now he's not the goat. And they go to goat, and then these fuckers come in and troll the shit out of him and go, you're a bunch of fucking clowns. And they get so triggered because their hero, acknowledge me. No, not everybody loves their hero, so they lose their shit. This is the Jonathan Cena effect all over again in the modern era. We're reliving it through Roman Reigns, and it's ridiculous. It was vomit-inducing living through it with John Cena. I gotta do it again with Roman. It's just, he's a heel version of John Cena. He's overpowered. He can't be beaten. He cheats all the time. He's the heel version of Jonathan Cena. No one's going to tell me otherwise. I've been doing this too fucking long. watching this shit too long. Like, you're not going to tell me otherwise. So we just don't know. So we'll see what happens. But Punk is back, and all y'all are going to have to chew on it. I'm sorry. It's just tough titty, said the kitty when the milk ran dry. It's just the way it is. You're just going to have to suck it up until he burns another bridge, and then you'll be able to get rid of him, and you can go, "Hey, I told you so. I told you so." And you can sing all your songs and do the slow singing and flower bringing and all the bullshit you guys like to do. But until then, we're having the fucking celebration. We're doing the cool of the game. Celebrate good times, come on. And that's the last time I'll sing, because this is where we're at. And it pushes that nomination of Fuckwit of the Award highly in Tony's favor, because of a shove and Jungle Boy. And this is the greatest part of this whole shit is Tony Khan fired CM Punk, and Triple H, Paul went, "Thank you, Tony." And it was the biggest trending fucking topic on the internet that day. Even ESPN and news sites were like, "Fuck, he's back." And it broke the internet. 75 million views were swarmed through that fucking, plus were swarmed through that ending of the pay-per-view. It was insane. And they had a record-breaking fucking amount of views that they don't get anymore on Monday Night Raw this past Monday when he returned for his promo and directed some of it toward you, Seth, because you're a fucking child. Because there's footage of you throwing a temper tantrum in the back when he returned, saying, "Fuck you! Fuck you!" Like Nicolas Cage in Face Off, or John Travolta in Face Off when he finally sees that he's Nicolas Cage. "Fuck you! Fuck you, CM Punk! Fuck you!" You threw a temper tantrum like a little child because you don't like him. Get over it. You're two grown-ass men that need to grow the fuck up and make some money together and move on about your day. No one's asking you to have Thanksgiving dinner and spend Christmas or the fucking holidays with each other. We're just asking you to be mature adults and make some money so we can have some good shows. If you can't do that, you need to be thrown out, stripped of your title, and thrown out of the fucking business because you're not mature enough to be in it. Point blank, period. Full stop. Case closed. Thank you. And you don't have to take my word for it. I'm sure there's a video, because it's the internet. You can't hide nothing no more. Because we do have footage of it. Of someone pointing his fucking high fucking processing Samsung or iPhone 6, 15, 16, whatever, right toward the point, right at the perfect point where Seth was throwing his tantrum. I'd love to see the footage. I really would. But I don't think we're going to do it, because I'm sure the WWE already paid the guy off to not do it. So, but it's got to be out there somewhere. The internet, you can never hide from the internet. That's the true all-seeing fucking eye. So, but what I was going to say before I interrupted myself is the best part is the people that were sending thank you and get well cards to fucking Jungle Boy saying, "Thank you. If not for you and Tony Khan, this moment in WWE history would not have been possible for CM Punk to return." Oh, the trolls of the internet. Sometimes it's just, you can't help but laugh your ass off and just say, "Go on, internet," because they're just sitting there. The people sending them flowers and shit, I'm not kidding, like saying, "Thank you, Jungle Boy, for making this moment possible," tattletaling, crying, bitching, and having it so Tony would fire him and send him back to where he belongs, home, the WWE. And that promo was true. He belongs home in the WWE to finish out his career. We need that CM Punk WrestleMania main event moment that he is entitled to at this point. I don't say that about many people. He deserves it. So, on that note, yes, I am very happy, and we'll wrap the episode up. I'm sorry it was a shorter one. Probably for a lot of you, you're happy, but we'll have far more meat and potatoes and more fun on the New Year's Day first episode that we do. And then after that, we're going to be redoing regular, because I, the people that are still listening, I respect that you're listening to this. I love you guys, and I gotta put in more effort, you know, especially now that we're in the slow part of the season of work. It's time to double our efforts. So that's what we're gonna do. We'll probably have an episode before January 1st, a little happy Thanksgiving. Or happy Thanksgiving. We're past that, stupid. Merry Christmas and my thank you, me thanking you, saying thank you and all that bullshit, and seeing what we saw and what horror movies we might have seen on Christmas. I'm trying to get out to see Thanksgiving so I can do a review for you guys, the Eli Roth film about the Thanksgiving slasher that was from 15 years ago with the trailer and Grindhouse, Planet Terror, and Death Proof. So I'm trying to see that, and there's a couple other films I'm trying to see that I am going to review, so there will be an episode before the first. That being said, I had a good time with this one. Love you guys. Hope you guys are taking care of yourselves in peace. Be kind to each other. See you on the next one.